40 Days in the Book of John. Why Jesus Came. John 3:17-18. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Here we are, 2,000 years after Jesus walked the earth, and some are still debating who he was and why he came and wondering if it matters. Many push away from God because of all the thou shalt nots that they perceive churches talk about incessantly. Those same folks shy away from anything having to do with Jesus, though most will admit he seemed to be a good teacher. No one likes to be condemned and told he is wrong about anything, to say nothing of using the word sin in a sentence. But Jesus clearly did not come to condemn. It says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Why? Because the world and everyone in it has already been condemned. We have all sinned and missed the perfection mark, which our perfect God requires. You see, God is perfect, and our sins, which we all have no place in heaven with a perfect God. Thus, God had a plan B. 2 Peter 3:9 teaches, for God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So the choice is clear. Either we believe in the Son of God, or we choose not to. Whoever believes in him, the Son of God, is not condemned, it says. Those who don't are. And what's the price for being condemned? Eternal separation from God. My prayer. God, thank you for your love and for your amazing plan through your Son Jesus, that I might have life eternal with you. Amen.